talks all over you, and now when we fight, I am on your side. See, I wouldn't bite or try to change your mind. Room is falling around me, I'm clinging to the car seat, late to the party. Let me go back, shake her hand, I wanna give her my thanks for the damage she's done. She gave you trust issues. Back at it now, and don't scribble it out. When all the words she said are in your head, she's always there somehow.
The room is falling around me, I'm clinging to the car seat, late to the party. Let me go back, shake her hand, I wanna give her my thanks. Oh, and she's just like I suspected, a stranger, but the two of us are connected. Let me go back, shake her hand, I wanna give her my thanks for the damage she's done.
So her problem becomes your problem, and then that problem is mine.
Hello, folks, and welcome back to your Indie Wake-Up Call here on CFRC 101.9 FM. We just heard Late to the Party. That's Orla Gartland and Declan McKenna together at last.
Wow.
We were screaming from the rooftops. When are Orla and Declan going to make a song together? Well, wait no longer, folks.
I'm naming my kids those names.
Orla Declan. Before that, we heard Nicholas Cangiano with Late. And at the top, at the tippy top, Ween, Voodoo Lady.
Yes. Okay, one more movie we have to talk about.
One more movie we
watched. Dean had COVID. You can't yell at us. Yeah. We just watched movies all week. So we watched Maggie's Plan.
Maggie's Plan, folks.
2015 movie.
Directed by some lady who did an okay job.
Yes, starring Greta Gerwig and Ethan Hawke and Julianne Moore.
And Bill Hader.
Sorry.
What's PTA's wife's name? Maya Rudolph.
Terrible way to refer to her. She's more famous than him. Okay, written and directed by Rebecca Miller. Really great movie. I loved it.
It was super pretentious.
Yeah.
It's everyone in the film is like a lawyer or a professor.
Yes. Okay, this is my...
Or a pickle maker.
I only have a master's degree, so I feel like I'm not in the, like, academia world that much.
You're not a dark academic.
But you listeners, you guys all live in Kingston. You have a lot of PhDs. Mm-hmm. Watch this movie and then tell us if the dialogue about being a professor was accurate. Because just as someone that's only, like, experienced it as a student, I just feel like they, like, whoever wrote the movie, I guess Rebecca, really does know a lot of professors. Like, yeah. You know how in a movie when they have a professor, they're like, oh, science. And it's like, just seems like really fake and that they've never actually met a professor in their life. These people were like weird and had really mm-hmm. niche interests. And I just thought that it was well done. Yeah. Like, and I feel like the academia representation.
And especially, like, they're like the, like, you know, these like, you know, hoity-toity smart academics who are just like completely wrong about everything they're talking about. Like, Ethan Hawke's character is just is this like so dullard good. And like he's introed he has this like big speech he's giving about how like important Occupy Wall Street is and how it's like this is the start of the new movement.
Yeah, I remember,
which is just hilarious.
I remember being a student, it was like 2016 or something, and a prof was like, oh, you know, it really wasn't that important, they didn't do that good of a job, and I was mm-hmm. like, you know, young, and I was like, no, it was so good. And now looking back, I'm like, yeah, yeah. Yeah. Anyone that's like, this was the most important movement ever happened.
Yeah, it was 300 people smoking weed in Zuccotti Park.
But it was good because Ethan Hawke's character and Julianne Moore's character, they're married and they're on opposite sides of the is Occupy valid, and they fight about it, and it was good. Julianne Moore also is such a great actress. She always plays like the weirdest weird wife.
The weirdest wife you've ever
so
seen.
She's so good at playing weird wives. Like, she's a queen.
Yeah.
Yeah, she always, like, she's a little off-putting, but I'm like, it works so well. Like, Julianne Moore is just an icon. Love her. So,
yeah, no, she
Greta Gerwig is a very bizarre actress, yeah. But that is, like, the point of these movies,
yeah, no,
I guess.
She yeah, she seemed, like, sort of, like, on the spectrum in this film, which I
but
think is what...
But she does in every movie.
Yeah.
Like, the one
and, like, the character specifically, like, seemed like that was the vibe.
Yeah, the one of her and Adam Driver, too, like, the one about the airborne toxic event thing.
Oh,
that
yes.
That weird in that,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah, well,
she's
everyone's kind of weird in that
but,
one.
But she's still great, and, you know, the weirdness is the fun.
Yeah, so anyway. But everyone's in this movie. If you want to hear all of these people have like really highfalutin conversations, I would recommend it. It's a charming one.
Yeah.
And let me leave you with this chat pile tweet. I tried to put them on this playlist. They're just a little too heavy for me. Last year they put out a record, or it might have been 2 years ago, they put out a record about homelessness that was really, really good. If you like this sort of heavier, screamier side of rock, I would recommend checking them out. But they had a hilarious tweet, sort of unrelated to what we've been talking to. But, quote, taking band promo photos is one of the greatest indignities one must suffer. Four grown men standing around a train track or something trying to look cool while people drive by wondering why a group of gas station employees need their senior portraits.
That's really
it's
funny.
Really good.
Yeah.
And with that, our favorite gas station employee, Mitski, working for the knife.
Thank you. for lessons and true confessions that could take all day. But I'm here to stay. Don't stop, don't stop.
Folks, hello and welcome back to your Indie Wake Up Call here on CFRC 101.9 FM. We just heard Kiwi Jr. with their cover of Guided by Voices, Gold Star for Robot Boy. Before that, we heard The Smile with their brand spanker track. Everyone's been talking about The Smile, folks. Smile this, smiles all around. Zero Sum is the single, and it's a pretty fun one. And at the top, we heard Mitski working for The Knife. That's off of Laurel Hell. Folks, it is now time for your Isa Panasad Radio Minute. This is the part of the show where I talk about a Mountain Goat song for longer than the Mountain Goat song runs. And this week, we are doing Going to Queens off of Sweden. Gorgeous little love song. One of the few Mountain Goat songs that made the cut on the wedding playlist. Because, folks, it's called Going to Queens. It's, of course, referencing the borough, the New York City borough, Queens. Just a beautiful little song about just a small intimate moment. It's just this perfect little vignette painting the scene of these two people embracing. Folks, you simply love to see it. Here's a little fun fact about Jamaica, Queens, which is referenced in this song, a neighborhood within Queens. And it is not named after Jamaica, the country. The word comes from Yamako or Yamaka, meaning beaver in the Lenape language, who were the indigenous people who lived around Manhattan at that time. The name of the island Jamaica comes from the Taino term Zamaka, meaning land of wood and water. And both of those words just became Jamaica over time, which is fascinating to me. This song, as a song off of Sweden, has a subtitle, a Swedish subtitle, as they all do. I will not try to read the Swedish to you. I will butcher it. I'll just read you the translation. We didn't know what would happen. As always, I found some comments that JD has made about this song, and they are very funny, so I will share them with you now, and then we will finally hear the beautiful Going to Queens. He says, this is a song about how when time gets a little rough, you can always fall back on round-the-clock boning. You can just, if things get hard in your relationship, you don't have to talk if you don't want to, man. Maybe you got nothing to say. Just have sex until it gets better. Write me if that doesn't work after 5 or 6 years. With that, here's Going to Queens by the Mountain Goats.
Children's skimming well. mistakes. I've been hoping you're moping around the street again. I've been tripping from sipping a dripping dirty water tap. I've been poking a voodoo doll that you do not know I made. These bandages are anonymity. I've been shaking from making an awful desert show.
Hello, folks, and welcome back to your Indie Wake-Up Call here on CFRC 101.9 FM. We just heard a brand spanker from Caribou, Come Find Me. Always putting out a little boopy and bleepy little song for us to bop to. Before that, we heard Bandages, Hot, Hot Heat. And at the top, we heard Going to Queens, The Mountain Goats. Bandages, Hot, Hot Heat, I don't know if you remember, was the first song that we played on the first indie wake-up we did together.
Oh, wow. Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
We've come full circle, folks.
I play them a lot. CanCon.
Yeah.
They were, like, one of my first favorite bands.
They're a great band.
I love Hot, Hot Heat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And this song, the fun fact that I shared when we played the song last time is that this song was banned from a lot of American radio stations because they didn't want people to think about soldiers coming home bandaged from Iraq.
Oh, geez, Louise. I thought it was going to be like something about Columbine. I feel like every time something bad happens, they're like, no songs.
No, yeah.
No songs.
Well, what's that, you know, that Guns in My Head song?
Dreams in My Head.
And they won't go because you can't even like mention
is
the word
the Strumbellas
gun. The Strumbellas,
is that right?
Yeah, truly one of the worst songs ever written. I cannot stand
yeah,
that
but,
Spirits
you know,
track
it, I liked it, and then it got a little overplayed, and then the Dreams in My Head thing happened, and I was like, we need to stop.
Yeah,
like,
no, we need to compromise this Umbrellas to a permanent end with my dream.
Oh my god. Okay. Yeah, so we've been married now for 1 week, and so I've decided that I'm now calm enough that I need to introduce more chaos into our life.
Yeah, we had such a nice week of relaxation, and halfway through, the wife, she says, you know what she says to me? She says, we need to move apartments.
Yes.
I know that you have a job that is a 5-minute walk from our front door, but I just decided that you're not miserable enough.
Oh, no, that's not the reason. So I just think that the little dog deserves a little backyard. But unfortunately, guys, turns out that if you're looking for a house or in a downtown that is cheap, they don't come with backyards. Mm-hmm. If you want close to the city and backyard, you have to pay very many dollars.
Yeah.
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 And if you want to pay not that many dollars and have a backyard, you have to live very far from the city. So, you know, it's so sad. And then there was a perfect one and I messaged and they were like, no, someone else took it already. And I was like, well, then take the posting down. Why are you being so mean to me? But yeah, so it has taken over my brain. And now I'm like looking at the Facebook listings like 30 times a second.
You listed 5 or 6 different resources.
Oh, yeah. Well, okay. Kingston is more simple because it doesn't have all these other like condo websites. It just is like, you know, Kijiji, Facebook Marketplace, etc. Toronto, you can do like those two. There's PadMapper, there's Zumper, there's Rentals.ca, there's Realtor.ca if you want like an actual legit apartment. You know, there's a lot. And it's a little overwhelming because the city is too big. But looking in Kingston is more fun because you can check a casual once a week and you will see the new postings.
Right.
You know, Toronto, it's like, although I'm actually like, I'm really overrunning. Like Facebook keeps being like, I'm sorry, we have nothing new to show you. And I'm like, that can't be right. You're hiding some from me. But yeah, so everyone please move out of your good apartments so that I can personally have them. And then you can have my good apartment. How's that sound? Little trade.
Yeah, okay.
Little trade.
A little Yankee swap.
Yeah, we love to see it.
Okay, right on.
So anyway, that's been the journey.
Yeah. Well, speaking of searching and combing the whole world to find an apartment, the whole world is the new song by Goth Babe.
I love Goth Babe.
Just a guy in his van with his dog making some tunes.
Yeah.
You cannot be mad about Goth Babe. So let's play Whole World, Goth Babe. Here we go.
Cause I got no problems. I want the whole world to know you're mine.
some, or you must atone some. Don't leave me no phone number there. La-da-da.
Folks, hello and welcome back one final time to your Indie Wake Up Call here on CFRC 101.9 FM. We just heard Arizona. It's a brand spanker by Wonder Horse, Wonder with a U, if you were wondering. Before that, we heard The Shins, Gone for Good, and right at the tippy top, Goth Babe with the brand spanker Whole World. Now, folks, We're not going to bore you with any more marriage talk after this.
Yes, this week's our only
This
week
is our only marriage
allowed.
Episode, and we just have one more thing that we need to share.
Yes.
Which is, I don't even know, did we get, like, haunted? Bullied?
Okay, you know that podcast where they're like, who pooped on the floor at our wedding?
Yes, yeah.
So we have a similar thing, but much less gross and much more funny, in my humble opinion, which is that we left a beautiful guest book out.
Yes.
And we saw on Pinterest to do, instead of a traditional guest book, we bought a coffee table book that we thought was very pretty. And then we put a little sign that was like, sign whatever page you want. So we ended up with this ginormous coffee table about trees. Mm-hmm. Sorry, coffee table book about trees. And then we had little Sharpies. Everyone left us cute notes. We love to see it.
Yes. And about halfway through, for about 70 or so pages.
Yeah, I would say maybe like at least one third of the pages in the book Someone wrote Eternal Bondage.
Eternal Bondage.
On every page.
Yeah. And which is just the, like, you know, technically a nice sentiment.
Yeah, you know, you're eternally bound.
Yes,
when
you know,
get married.
You committed yourself to someone for the rest of your days.
But yeah, the size changes. They like did it to, you know, match the different trees, but sometimes they just went wild and they just
sometimes it's tiny in one corner, but each of these pages say Eternal Bondage somewhere, which is just the most like ominous sort of off-putting way that you could wish someone well.
Yeah, we were flipping through for the first time like last night. We were flipping through it and we were like reading all these messages, and then I was like, oh, weird thing to write, and then we're flipping and we're like, oh no. And then it was like it literally was like a third of the book.
Yeah, so. And it got to the point where I was like, okay, whoever did this is sort of uncalled for, like this. It just sort of has like a dip in the middle where you're like, okay, this is actually kind of gross and exploitative that they've done this, and then it bounces back and you're like, no, this is actually extremely funny.
It was so funny.
It's very funny.
Oh my gosh. I just am picturing whichever guest it was, like, standing at the coffee table for like an hour.
At least. And like 30 minutes.
No one else, like, did they bring it to a separate table and then put it back after? Like, I don't know. No one else needed to sign it in that time that they used to write.
Yeah, I don't know. But I guess we're just lucky it wasn't the entire book. I suppose, but Eternal Bondage.
Very funny. So folks, we're now eternally bound. So fun through marriage. I was trying to rack my brain. Is that like, is the line Eternal Bondage like in any of the classic like wedding like ceremony things? Like,
not to my knowledge. You know, and I read through a lot of those in prep. Yeah. But anyway, folks, we've got an eternal classic coming up. Mm. It's the Tragically Hip, Grace. After that, we'll have Indigo D'Souza, Take Off Your Pants. And then that'll be it for our Indie Wake Up this week. But keep tuned. Lots of great new indie tracks coming your way up until Democracy Now at noon. Amy Goodman.
Yeah.
We'll talk to you folks next Tuesday. Ta-ta.
Bye-bye.
is in this place. They keep telling me the pipe's amended. 13 plus parts are let in. This kid's blood is undefended. A routine 2 hour car ride to get a pass. I wanna get what the president says is ended. He took a big fat gulp of the blended. Aquafina with the Fiji in it. I'm from a cooler hall stage I was guarded. Yeah, it was years ago. That was years ago. That was years ago when he promised that he would get his best men on it. That he would keep this city f***ing honest. That he had our back. Well, we're still waiting for that. We're still waiting for that. We're still waiting for that. We're still waiting for the backup. We're still waiting for that. 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 We're still waiting.
CFRC Airwaves. Find us today on Instagram and Facebook. Follow us at CFRC Music and keep your finger